at the Ann Arbor District Library, 2013-2014 was a year of celebration, highlighted by two special anniversaries. The fifth anniversary of the Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL was celebrated in May with a gala reception for and display of the National Traveling Exhibit, Child in a Strange Country, Helen Keller and the History of Education for People Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired. The exhibit used tactile reproductions and authentic artifacts to explore the history of education for children with vision loss. In its fifth year, WLBPD at AADL experienced a 9.43% increase in loans of books, magazines, and videos in alternative formats. The 10th anniversary of the Mallets Creek Branch was celebrated on March 22nd with birthday crafts for kids and music by the Paul Keller at Sundown Quartet. Library Director Josie Parker, former trustee J.D. Lindeberg, and current board president Prue Rosenthal were among the speakers. Over 1,000 people attended the celebration, contributing to a successful year with more than 1.5 million visits to library buildings and over 8.5 million checkouts of materials, including such new items as guitar pedals for musicians, die cutters for artists, and a variety of games such as giant dominoes and miniature ping pong tables for adventurous gamers. Attendance was also high at library programs. Events featuring Top Chef winner Kristen Kish, Appalachian Trail endurance hiker Jennifer Farr Davis, 20 Feet from Stardom film editor Jason Zeldis, American Library Association president Barbara Stripling, New York Times best-selling mystery author Nevada Barr, and New York Times Modern Love editor Daniel Jones all drew large crowds. SciTech events featuring Oculus Rift virtual reality head-mounted display and 3D scanning and printing, and concerts such as the annual December Classical Bells Show and the Martin Luther King Day appearance by Bia Kuye attracted audiences of all ages. 400 people attended the life-size version of Angry Birds at the Mary Lou Murray Recreation Center. The annual Lego contest brought 550 attendees to Kensington Court, and the Biennial Visions Vendor Fair for the Blind and Visually Impaired at Washtenaw Community College saw its largest attendance to date with over 500 visitors. This high program attendance, along with high total visits, circulations of material, and over 200,000 sessions on public computers, resulted in Library Journal again awarding AADL its 5-star rating, the only Michigan library to ever receive this top honor, earning it every year since the award's inception. The library was honored in other ways. The executive director of the Tribeca Film Institute asked AADL to participate on a project focusing on immigration. Washtenaw County awarded the library its 2014 Environmental Excellence Award for Water Quality Protection. The Journal of Library Administration invited Director Josie Parker to write a quarterly column and serve on their board. And the Northern Conference for Libraries for the Blind and Physically Handicapped commended the WLBPD at AADL for setting up an online document depository for all libraries for the blind. AADL online resources also continued to attract attention, with the AADL.org site registering 74 million page views last year. New online sites include the African American Cultural and Historical Museum of Washtenaw County Living Oral History Project, the History of the Ann Arbor Garden Club, and the Geddes Letters, written by Ann Arbor settler John Geddes and his brother, from 1825 through 1844. AADL is reaching out to the community, creating a newsletter that was mailed to every household in the district to keep residents informed of library news, and a survey conducted by Epic MRA of Michigan that revealed that 78% of households use library facilities and programs, a 12-point increase since a similar survey 2 years ago. 88% of those surveyed gave AADL a positive rating, a 7-point increase from 2012. Results that demonstrate that, amidst celebrations of anniversaries, awards, and commendations, the most important thing to celebrate is the continued support of the community for the programs, services, and materials at the Ann Arbor District Library.